Listening. Unit 9, page 114. E.
You will hear part of a television program about a careers fair. For questions 1 to 6, choose the best answer, A, B, or C.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's show. Tonight, we'll be discussing what visitors to this year's careers fair can expect to see. The main target group is final year college students and recent graduates. But it'll also appeal to the long-term unemployed who need advice about getting themselves back into the jobs market. Also, people who are looking to change jobs attend the fair. These employees may be dissatisfied with their current position, looking for a promotion, or interested in retraining and changing field altogether. This year promises to be the biggest and best event to date. Over 200 companies interested in taking on new staff have applied for a stand. That's a 50% rise on last year, when a total of 133 companies turned out. Visitors should go round the stands focusing on companies they are more interested in. Apart from stands, there will also be talks at certain times by careers officers and representatives of top companies participating in the fair. They will be followed by workshops designed to help job hunters put together a professional CV and develop essential interview skills, as well as discussions on the kind of behavior expected in the workplace. The fair is over 4 days from January 6 through January 10. That's Friday through Monday. Doors open 9:30 a.m. and the last visitor will be allowed entry at 8 p.m. Doors close at 10 p.m. Go as early as possible because from noon on it'll be extremely crowded. Oh, and for those planning to spend all day at the fair, there will be various refreshment stands selling snacks and drinks and a specially designated area for those who want to bring their own food to eat. Eating and drinking is prohibited in the main exhibition area, however.